Last Thursday, a group of activists, community leaders, and bloggers announced a new social media initiative called the Test Me Project. It takes place today, which is National HIV Testing Day. The Test Me Project calls for people across the country to get tested for HIV and then share their photos and experiences on Twitter, Facebook, and social media with the hashtag #TestMe. Here to talk about the Test Me campaign and how the virus is affecting our communities in Michigan is Matt Hulbert, Prevention Coordinator for the Lansing Area AIDS Network. Welcome, Matt. Nice to see you. To start, tell us a little bit more about the campaign. How did this get started, and how has the word spread across the country?
I'm not really sure how it originally got started. We actually, in our organization, Lansing Area AIDS Network, we're not actually a part of the Test Me campaign. We're working with them, actually.
But you're promoting it.
We're promoting it, yes, okay. Definitely.
How have people responded locally to this idea?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
We haven't had any... negativity.
Okay.
You know.
How does the testing process work?
How we do it at our agency is it's the rapid test. So you will come in, it's just a finger prick, a little drop of blood, and then you'll have your results within 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Center for Disease Control has estimated that over a million Americans are infected with HIV.
Correct.
And 20% of them are not aware that they're positive for the virus. How is it so many individuals don't know that? Do you know?
I think they're scared. A lot of people, if they don't know, they don't have to tell their partner. They don't have to tell, you know, their new sexual partner, old sexual partners.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fear and the stigma of HIV.
And early detection would appear to play a huge role in contending with a positive test.
Definitely. Yeah. Early detection is key. If we can get, if we can detect it earlier, the treatment is much better.
Do you have a number in your head for the number of people in the greater Lansing area that you would like to see tested today as a result of the Test Me Project? Is it hundreds?
I would definitely love to see hundreds of people test today, yes. Throughout the state, I know there are huge campaigns for National Test Day. We're doing one at the health department today. It starts at 10 o'clock to 4. In building 3. So we're
What's happening there exactly? Is that the Test Me?
It's not the actual Test Me. It's our own campaign we're doing.
Okay.
We're basically information. We're going to have games, testing will be later in the afternoon at our office.
Okay.
Which is on Holmes Road.
Very good. It seems like both testing and treatment options for HIV and AIDS have grown by leaps and bounds, certainly over the years. For a person living with HIV or AIDS here in 2013, what's the general prognosis like?
Oh, it's good. People are not dying from HIV or AIDS anymore. People can live long, healthy lives if they take care of themselves.
Even with AIDS. Okay.
With medication. Medication is key in staying on your medication. I'm taking it regularly. And early detection. Those are all things you should do.
Another issue appears to be that since the virus is more under control, that there's a perception, there's kind of a reaction to that it isn't a big deal anymore.
Correct.
So some kind of false sense of security amongst the larger public takes shape, and that has a boomerang effect.
Correct. Yes, it's not talked about like it was 10 years ago, even. So if it's not, it's still around. It's not going anywhere. It hasn't gone anywhere. A lot of people, think of Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
And, you know, how he's doing so good and because he's got money. Well, in the state of Michigan, if someone who is positive, they don't have insurance, they will still get their medication.
Okay.
So it's not about the whole money thing. It's mainly if a person is taking their medications, taking care of themselves, they should live long, healthy lives.
For a while now, data has shown that Ingham County has the second highest HIV rate in the state, behind only Metro Detroit. This is especially worrisome, I think, when you take into account that population-wise, as of the 2010 census, Ingham County was only the ninth most populous county in Michigan. We make up 2% of the entire state population. Mm-hmm. Are there any explanations given for why the HIV rate is so high in Lansing? Ingham County, I should say.
You know, there's really been no explanations. My personal thought is because Lansing is so close to Detroit, Grand Rapids, larger cities than Lansing.
Okay.
Where the pop, like Detroit, you know, we're an hour from Detroit. People, I think they were there in 3,000 people currently living with HIV in Wayne County.
Okay.
And then Oakland County, they're separate. There's like, I think, 2,500. So that's quite a few people. And being an hour away.
It's proximity.
It's proximity. We're an hour away from everywhere, basically.
How hard is it to break through people's misconceptions about the disease? Have you seen an impressive amount of awareness raising here, or do you still see some really significant challenges?
I think it's personally, I've seen baby steps. People are a little more aware. They're not so much. Back in the day, people thought you could get HIV from, you know, kissing, touching, spitting, whatever. I don't see that much now.
Baby steps. What isn't happening then?
Well, the education. I think we really there's lack of education in schools. Honestly, they're not being taught about HIV, or you know, the risks of HIV. We're unable to go into the schools and talk about it, and we're currently seeing a trend now with the younger generation. With the highest increase currently of HIV is 18 to 24 year olds.
Why are you unable to get into the schools to talk about it?
It was because of the abstinence only. Was it 8 years ago? It's really hard to get in to talk about sex
in public schools, in high schools,
yep.
In middle schools.
Yep.
In Michigan, there's a pretty fair amount of concern with regards to different groups. For example, 58% of the HIV-positive residents of Michigan are African-American, mm-hmm. but African-Americans only account for 14% of the state's population. With regards to age, the 30 to 39-year-old age group has almost twice the HIV rate mm-hmm. as any other age group. Are outreach efforts heightened for these groups that appear to be more vulnerable?
Yes. In the state of Michigan, we're currently we're focused on the MSM, which is men who have sex with men, and the younger age group, so 18 to 24. That is what we're currently focused on. But then we also have, for our outreach efforts, we do basically bar outreach. So you'll get the whole gamut, you know, of age group.
What is bar outreach?
Well, we'll do at our agency, we'll do we'll go to the bars around the area and just, you know, pass out information about testing, about HIV, stuff like that.
Tell us a little bit more about what you do here in the Lansing Area AIDS Network. Lon's been around a long time, right?
28 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the prevention coordinator, so I do the HIV testing, counseling. I will facilitate groups, do outreach in the community, and do special events with colleges and stuff.
The people you know who have AIDS or HIV now, they are generally living good lives. The
yes.
people you know.
People I know, yeah.
Have you lost many friends?
I currently have not lost any friends.
Okay. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, Matt, this has been really enlightening. Thank you very much. Matt Hulbert is Prevention Coordinator for the Lansing Area AIDS Network. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.